Angelina Mango is Italy's choice for Eurovision 2024 with her song La Noia. It's all about boredom. It's energetic. It's lively. But is Angelina Man going to win this year? Let's review Eurovision. Now, pinch yourself. Italy is actually sending a woman this year. It's the first time since 2016 that a woman has represented Italy at Eurovision, and the first time in 10 years that a woman has won the very historic Sanremo Music Festival. I watched Sanremo this year. I'll get into that a little bit later. It was a fantastic, fantastic field of songs, and this was a very deserving winner. La Noia is the song that's going to go to Malmö. It means boredom, of course, but were you bored by this one, Emily?
Most definitely not. We all know I'm a big fan of Italy at Eurovision, and they've just done it again. It's just so sassy, so much potential for kind of strutting about on stage. It's so effortlessly sexy, this song. It's just great. Her vocals are on point. I can't wait to see how they kind of stage it. I think it's going to be perfect, kind of just sass the whole way through. It's a great entry. I will have to say, I was very sad that it wasn't Mahmood winning this year, as his entry, Sanremo, was a bop. But I will happily take this entry. It is great, and there's a reason it's kind of doing so well with the bookies, because it's just slick and sassy. And yes, thank you, Italy, for finally sending a woman.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because this is the fourth year that we've done this channel, obviously, and every year you are very pro Italy in these videos, and every year,
Apart from last year. Apart from last year.
apart from last year, true. And I'm always kind of reluctant. I'm not quite sure, but it's every single year by the time of Eurovision, and then I only really get it after Eurovision. I'm always quite middling around this point, and it's only afterwards that I get it. And I pretty reliably like Italy songs. So what a joy it is to say that I absolutely love this. By this point in the run-up to Eurovision, this is by far my favorite Italian entry ever. It is just sensational. It's energetic, it's catchy, it's personable, and Angelina gives it so much. Like I said this with Loreen last year, and I reserve this very sparingly. Like I said with Tattoo, Loreen is the song, and the song is Loreen, and that's exactly the same with this. Angelina is this song, and the song is Angelina. You feel like this has been crafted around her. They've looked at her. They've looked at her energy. They've looked at what she can, the vocals, and this is just, it fits her like a glove. And Sanremo, I mean, it's a difficult show to win because it's all obviously the orchestra is done live. It's all, it's a pretty small venue. It's very, very different to Eurovision. The stage is small, and yet you've got to deliver with all sorts of different categories of people. There's a phone vote, there's a press vote, there's an experts vote. It is a difficult competition to win. And this, I have to say, there was only one song in Sanremo of the Field of 30. And it was, I mean, that Field of 30 was better than some Eurovisions. It was extraordinarily good. And Mahmood was a great one as well. The fact that he didn't finish in the top five of Sanremo just goes to show how strong a year this was. And she was my second favorite. Sinceramente by Annalisa has become one of my favorite songs ever. She should have won. But anyway, this stood out from the first listen. It's charisma. You can't take your eyes off her. And what I just hope is that this manages to translate from the small Sanremo stage to the big stage of Eurovision in Malmo, because what worked about that performance was the camera almost responded to her. She just did her thing. She moved where she wanted to move. She performed. She went down the stairs at one point and then slipped on her way back up. And the camera just responded to her. It swoops around her.
It's
She
the
was
kind of perfect choreography without it looking like choreography.
exactly, and it kind of it's that interaction, the spontaneity of it, of just, and that's what the song is about. It's like the cumbia, the dance is, oh no, the cumbia is a dance, the cumbia of boredom. It just she ta she does with it what she wants to do, and when the camera is responding to it, and she becomes the center of attention, she doesn't need extra dancers. She doesn't need a huge stage. She doesn't need an actual orchestra there. She is just owning it. And it is a sensational entry, and I cannot praise this highly enough. Italy has made absolutely the right choice, second to Annalisa, in sending this. And, you know, aside from my pride that a woman has finally won that damn show, it is just, there is, you know, this is Italy at its very, very best. And if Italy is going to win twice in quick succession, and I'm still not sure Måneskin should have won 2021, I'm still a big Barbara Pravi stan.
Boo, boo.
But this is the glorious, a fantastic, fantastic Italian entry. And I'm very, very excited that she'll be showcasing this in the second semi-final, because this is, yeah, I can't wait to see it in person. It's going to be wonderful. So Italy, even though it is being showcased in that second semi-final, Italy doesn't have to worry about qualifying. They are straight through to that final. Do we think, I mean, how high could this go? The bookies have this at the time of recording as the third favorite. Is this you know, another reliable top 10 for Italy? How high could this go, and what's your score out of 10?
Yeah, I mean it's I think it'll be top five. I don't know whether I see it winning, but it's 100% top five. It's kind of it's strange. I do wonder how whether it'll be as televote friendly as it is jury friendly. It kind of depends how its stages and how much people kind of get it, but I do still think it's kind of top five easily. For me, it's a 9.5. I'm a big fan. It's my number two of the year. Obviously, my first being Ukraine, which you could go back and watch if you've missed it.
Well, funnily you mentioned Ukraine, because I think I kind of flit, it changes every day between whether I think this or Ukraine is the winner this year. And I think what I love about this Eurovision year is that it's so open. I think there are five songs that reasonably stand a chance of doing it. I think it could be this, it could be Ukraine, it could be Switzerland, it could be the Netherlands. And there's one other one that I think it could be as well. I can't remember what it
Croatia, as much as you don't want it to be.
I'm not sure it is going to be Croatia, you know? I really don't. I can't actually remember which other song I think it could be, but I think this is, right now, I think this is probably the winner. Because I just think the juries are going to like this more than Ukraine. And I do think the televote is going to get behind this. What's annoying is that at San Remo, there was one song that, but inexplicable reasons, swept the televote. It was awful. It was really, really bad. But basically, the act was from Naples. All of Naples got behind it, and it was, you know, it was rigged pretty much. So we don't quite know how this is going to do, because it's never really been tested properly with the televote yet, and how it stands out, you know, in a proper field of songs. So I get your concern, but I do think that the public are going to get behind this. And I think this has got a summer, so, I mean, hit song of the year quality about it. And I think I can see it going viral on TikTok. Then there are not that many songs that have that quality about it this year. So as it stands, and I probably will change this by this time tomorrow, I think this is probably the most likely winner, and it would absolutely deserve to win. I'm toying between giving it a 9.5 and a 10. And if you watch our Switzerland video back, I said, depending on the day, Switzerland is my favorite of the year. You know, the other one is this. And I think on balance, this probably is my favorite of the year. Oh, what am I going to get? I'm going to give it a 10. It's
Got to
fantastic.
commit at some point, babe, you know,
I've got to
got
do
to
it.
commit
This
to your
is,
term.
I think this is my favorite of the year. And it is just a joy to listen to. It's a joy to watch. And, you know, go Italy. Because this is this. If there's again, if
Heard
this is,
it here first. Jack is an Italy stan.
I now am, and I think it's a joy to, you know, having the competition. It really is excellent. So, I think I want this to win.
Shots fired. I guess that puts Italy as probably our top scorer, unless you also gave Ukraine 9.5.
No, it is our top scorer of the year.
It
So we've
is. There we
got, I
are.
think,
Nine.
five or six reviews left to go. This is our top so far.
This is the one to beat. Well, That's it from this episode. You'll have to keep watching the ones that come out after this to see whether any country will beat this. I'll give away no spoilers at all. But that's it from this episode. Don't forget you can listen to us in podcast form, wherever you get your podcasts, and find us on Instagram at Reviewer Vision. But thanks very much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.